KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports. Is being brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And taking a look at sports here for you this morning, as we start off with some women's basketball from yesterday, a game we had for you here on the radio. The Iowa Hawkeye women were outscored 11-5 to close the game in a 77-72 loss at Minnesota on Sunday. The Gophers had 18 offensive rebounds as the Hawkeyes dropped their third straight game.
You know, I thought our first half was good except for the box outs. We just gave up too many O boards. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to box out in the zone, and I understand that. But, you know, we gave up, I think, 13 offensive rebounds in the first half and 5 in the second half. So we did a much better job in the second half of boxing out. And they got 15 points off of their offensive rebounds. And we did a good job on their three-point shooters. I mean, this is one of the top 10 three-point shooting teams in America. They make almost 10 threes a game. We hold them to 4.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Kathleen Doyle led Iowa with 21 points. Megan Gustafson had 20 points and 10 rebounds. The Hawkeyes fall to 3-4 in the Big Ten.
I thought our team fought. I thought Kathleen Doyle did a really good job of leading our team out there. I thought we did a better job of running our offense today. Just didn't, convert when we needed to. But, you know, our kids fought. They fought the whole time, and I'm proud of them.
Men's college basketball yesterday, Sean Lloyd Jr. scored 15 points with 6 rebounds and 3 steals, and KVN Pippen had a double-double, and Southern Illinois beat Northern Iowa 64-53. Clint Carlson made a jumper with 16:10 left to shave Northern Iowa's deficit to 30-27 before an 11-5 Salukis run extended their lead to 9. Tawan Pickford's three-point play reduced the deficit to 6, but Southern Illinois took advantage of the Panthers' four-minute scoring drought with a 9-0 run. It led 50-35 with 7:41 to go. Northern Iowa falls to 10-10. They're now 2-6 in the Valley. They narrowed the deficit to 54-46 with 3:21 left, but the Salukis shut the door after the Panthers called a timeout and scored 6 straight to seal that win. Pippen scored 11 points with 11 rebounds, and Marcus Bartley and Armin Fletcher each scored 12 as the Salukis made half of their 52 shots. Also, in other action here over the weekend on Saturday in college hoops, it was Carson Edwards scoring 22 points, and Vincent Edwards had 19, leading number 3 Purdue to their 15th straight victory with an 87-64 rout of Iowa. P.J. Thompson added 14 for the Boilermakers, who are now 19-2 overall, 8-0 in the Big Ten. Hawkeyes fall to 10-11 overall, 1-7 in the Big Ten. Reed Timmer scored 18 of his 24 points in the second half, and Drake survived a miserable three-point shooting to beat Missouri State 61-58. Saturday. That left the Bulldogs now at 12-9 overall, 6-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. And freshman Cameron Lard scored 18 points, and Iowa State cruised past number 8 Texas Tech 70-52 Saturday, its first win over a ranked opponent this season. Cyclones improved to 11-7, 2-5 in the Big 12. And fresh off that impressive win, the Cyclones are on the road tonight in the Big 12 to visit Texas. They're 2-5 in the league race and dropped the first meeting to the Longhorns in an overtime loss at home.
We've won on neutral sites, but we usually have an Iowa State contingent. We've won at home. We've won big games at home. Now we got to grow up at some point and take the next step. And first, the way to do that is you win in the paint, you win on the glass, you win in the free throw line. That's how you win on the road. And it'd be a great opportunity for us. And, every game in this league as you go forward is a big win.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who was furious after a dismal effort and a loss at TCU.
I lost my temper the other night, but that's not really me. You know, we all have to, you know, max out our roles, you know, for this year's team, but to be great, and we can be.
Texas is 3-4 in the Big 12 heading into that one tonight. Also, over the weekend on Saturday, some high school basketball around the area. The Exira EHK Spartans girls basketball team held serve on their home floor as they picked up a 57-52 win over the Kemper Catholic Knights. The Spartans set the tone early with their tough defense, raced out to a 16-5 early lead, and led by 5 at the end of the first quarter. They pushed that advantage to 13 by halftime at 35-22. Kemper Catholic clawed their way back within 4 at the end of the third. The Knights would take a 1-point lead midway through the fourth quarter at 50-49. That was their first lead since an early 3-2 advantage. The Spartans responded, though, immediately as freshman Tatum Grubbs drove to the hoop and got fouled. She stepped up and hit free throws to put the Spartans back ahead by 1, and they would not trail again. Free throws were big in sealing the victory as the Spartans made 11 of 12 in the fourth quarter and 17 of 23 for the game. Sophia Peppers went 8 for 8 from the stripe in the fourth quarter and finished as the leading scorer with 19 points. Grubbs finished with 12. Keely Nelson had 11. The Spartans improved to 14-1, and they have a big game at Cam coming up on Tuesday night. The Knights were led by 17 points from Amy Adams and 12 from Kara Peter. The Knights are now 11-5. They'll host Harlan next Friday. And here's a word from Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson, who said he was proud of the way his girls bounced back because he knew that Kemper was going to make a run.
Proud of the way the girls played. For them to battle back, Kemper, you knew they were going to make a run, obviously, in the third quarter. And that the third quarter has been our Achilles heel this year, and it's something, obviously, we have to do a better job on as far as me as coaching staff, getting them ready to go coming out of the third quarter. So, but our girls showed a lot of composure, I thought. You know, the Grubbs as a freshman steps up and makes two free throws to put us back up by one. Then Sophia down the stretch making free throws. So overall, you know, I'm proud of the kids, but, you know, it's just another regular season game. You know, they can enjoy it a little bit today, and then we got to get ready for Tuesday because that's going to be just as tough.
And Coach Peterson, once again, proud of the way his girls responded and proud of the way that they stepped up there in the big moment in the fourth quarter and hit those free throws to get the win. Also in Saturday basketball and girls play, it was Bishop Heelan topping Trainer 59-55. Thomas Jefferson a 60-31 win over Sioux City North. Riverside was a 52-35 winner over South Page. And then also it was Gretna, Nebraska defeating Harlan 59-55. In boys basketball on Saturday, Panorama topped Shenandoah in overtime 56-52. Sioux City North over Thomas Jefferson 51-46. Trainer went to overtime to beat Bishop Heelan 67-65 in a couple of ranked teams in a cross-class battle. Also, West Des Moines Valley was a 55-47 winner over Abraham Lincoln, and Woodward Academy beat Coon Rapids Baird 57-18 in boys hoops there on Saturday. And in the Corner Conference tournament, the third-place game, Fremont Mills beat East Mills 48-44, and the championship went to Stanton as they topped Sydney 73-66, the final there. Also, Harlan took on Kearney Catholic out of Nebraska on Saturday. They beat him 54-45, and it was St. Albert, a 58-56 winner over Elkhorn, Nebraska, as part of the Prep Nebraska Classic there in Omaha on Saturday. Also over the weekend, the Atlantic Cam wrestling team took a third-place finish at the John J. Harris Invitational that wrapped up on Saturday in Corning. Trojans were edged out by just a point and a half by Creston Orion Maxburg for that second spot, 165-163.5. Missouri Valley was the runaway team champion with 230.5 points. The Trojans had two champions and two runner-up finishers at the tournament. Cole Hansen took the title at 126. John McConkie was a winner at 285. Joe Weaver with a runner-up at 106, and Chase McLaren was second at 132. McConkie also earned his 100th career pin during the day, putting him among the elite company in Iowa high school wrestling history. And the Trojans also earned the Sportsmanship Award at that John J. Harris tournament. And we were scheduled to have high school basketball for you tonight, but that's been postponed here due to the weather, Atlantic and Trainer girls. So we'll see what that date gets rescheduled as. Tonight, instead, we'll have Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey coming at you. That'll be a 7 o'clock start for that program here this evening. That's a look at the latest in some of the local sports. Also, a note on the national scene, of course, some big football games yesterday. The New England Patriots are headed back to the Super Bowl for the eighth time since Tom Brady took over as quarterback during the 2001 season. And the Philadelphia Eagles have ridden their backup QB to their first Super Bowl appearance since 2005. Brady hooked up with Danny Amendola for a four-yard touchdown pass with 2:48 remaining to complete the Pats' comeback and a 24-20 win over the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game at Foxborough. The 40-year-old Brady was 26-38 for 290 yards, two touchdowns, despite suffering a right hand injury during practice last week. Also, in the other game, Nick Foles came up big for the NFC Championship game as the Eagles rolled to a 38-7 win over the Vikings. Foles missed on just seven passes. He was 26-33 for 352 yards and three touchdowns. Alshon Jeffrey grabbed scoring passes of 53 and 5 yards from Foles, who also hit Torrey Smith for a 41-yard score. LeGarrette Blount ran for an 11-yard touchdown, and Jay Ajayi finished with 73 yards on 18 carries to help the Eagles control the ball for 34 minutes in that game. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.